美语训练班上课了，我是王一如。
And I'm Donnie. 一如 can I give the show preview today?
你想要来介绍节目内容啊？没问题 ,go ahead.
好，今天这节课我们要聊聊八卦。
I enjoy gossiping with my friends. 我喜欢和朋友们瞎聊。
和朋友介绍的人约会。
Did you guys have a nice time on your first date?
Oh yeah, it was great.
欣赏花样游泳。
It's like ballet in the water.
还要告诉大家怎么用美语说完蛋了。
诶，说得不错嘛。好吧，那按照老规矩，咱们呢还是先来个简单的，花一分钟学一个词儿。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
unnerve. Unnerve is spelled U-N-N-E-R-V-E. Unnerve.
Unnerve.是动词，意思是令人感到焦虑、烦恼。
Location tracking by smartphones have unnerved many people concerned about privacy.
智能手机的定位功能让注重隐私权的人感到不安。
Rising gasoline prices have unnerved consumers.
油价上扬给消费者带来了烦恼。
The latest U.S. jobs data unnerved investors.
美国最新就业数据让投资者感到不安。德国不久前出现大肠杆菌疫情。
The deadly E. coli outbreak unnerved the entire European market.
这次爆发的致命的大肠杆菌疫情给整个欧洲市场带来了不安。好的，今天我们学习的词是
unnerve, unnerve, unnerve.
The E. coli outbreak is indeed unnerving news. I had planned a trip to Germany.But now, I have to reschedule everything just to be on the safe side.
哦、oh, ，你本来要去埃希大肠杆菌的爆发地德国旅行，现在就吓得不敢去了。
对呀。
那你刚刚说的 unnerving 就是 unnerve 的形容词形式，意思呢是让人担心害怕的，对不对
？That's right.
当年啊，我觉得啊，你取消旅行是对的。要是去了德国，万一感染了病菌，还孤身一人在异国他乡，你啊可就完蛋喽。
可不是嘛 ，I'll be toast.
Toast? 你要变成吐司面包？
不是，来听这集《Popular American》你就明白了。
各位听众，现在播送流行美语。李华要参加课堂辩论，心里很紧张，找 Larry 出主意。他们会用到两个常用语 ,your toast 和 the tables have turned.
哦、oh, ,Larry, 我可怎么办啊，这次辩论的成绩占期末成绩的一半呢。
Okay, calm down for a minute. What's the topic of the debate?
辩论的题目是国会最近通过的医疗改革法案。我当时没注意这个新闻，现在我什么都不知道哎。
Oh my, that is certainly a complicated topic, even for an American. Are you arguing for or against it?
Huh? 我是辩论的正方还是反方啊？Uh-oh, 我忘了。
You don't even know what side of the argument you're on? Well, looks like you're toast.
I am toast? 你在说什么啊？
It means you have no chance. You're done for. You're finished. I don't see how you could possibly be prepared for this debate.
I'm toast?就是 I'm finished, 我完了，没戏了。哎呦，这门课可是必修课，我必须要通过的呀。Larry, you have to help me.
I don't think I can, Li Hua, although I know I'm going to be toast if I just sit there and be negative.
没错，要是你啊，只顾坐在那里看我出糗，你就死定了，哼。
Well, I can tell you about the health care bill, but if you don't know what side you are on for the debate, I don't think that will help you.
虽然我忘了自己在哪一方，可是我的老对头 Susie 是我的对手，我们不在一队，而且啊，她特别能辩论呢。I really am toast, Larry.
Unfortunately, I would have to agree with you. You don't have any friends in that class. Give one a call and see if they remember which team you are on.
对，我给 Jennifer 打个电话，看她知不知道我是哪一方的。Larry, 好消息耶 ,Susie 生病了。
Huh?
Jennifer 说 Susie 重感冒，嗓子啊出不了声，更别提要辩论了。 I'm not toast anymore， 我有救了。
Oh, I see. What about your team? Do you know what side you need to prepare to argue for?
Jennifer 说我和他啊都是正方的，支持这个法案。他还让我啊别担心，他说我们这一方有几个很牛的人，真是太棒了。
That's good news. Looks like the tables have turned in your favor.
The tables have turned? 什么桌子啊?
I'm not talking about an actual table. The tables have turned means that the person that used to be ahead is now behind, and the person who used to be at a disadvantage now has an advantage.
哦,我明白了。The tables have turned 就是指形势发生了180度大转弯。我在之前啊处于弱势，可现在啊忽然处于优势了呢。
Exactly. You can say the tables have turned in your favor. It doesn't look like your grade for this class is toast anymore.
The tables have turned in my favor. 风水啊转到我这边来了，一切都对我有利了。我本来以为啊 I was toast， 可是现在对手病了，我的队友又这么强大， The tables have turned， 我真是幸运呢。
It looks like your classmate Susie is the one who is toast now. And since you don't have to prepare for that debate anymore, I was wondering if you could help me out a little.
怎么了 Larry?
Well, I need to submit a report on the Chinese market to my boss, and I've been putting it off. It's due tomorrow, and I could use someone to help me do some research on Chinese websites.
你明天要交一份关于中国的市场分析报告，现在怎么还没写啊？哎呦，你想让我帮忙在网上查资料？哼，我才不管你呢。
Oh, Li Hua, please. If I don't finish this report in time, well, I'd be...
You'd be toast. 你呀，完蛋了。Larry, 几分钟前你还不肯帮我准备辩论呢。现在轮到你求我了。我不帮忙你。哼。It seems the tables have turned.
That situation was a little bit different. I didn't really have any way to help you.
这倒也是。可是我真的也帮不了你啊，我又不会写市场调查报告。
You're not going to help me, but I'll be toast without your help.
Sorry, Larry, 可是啊，我真的没法帮你，我还要和我们辩论队的人在图书馆开会。哎，对了，你能不能开车送我去图书馆啊？
Ha, it looks like the tables have turned again.
各位听众，今天李华学了两个常用语，一个是 you're toast，意思是你完蛋了。另外一个是 The tables have turned， 意思是局势发生了逆转。好的，这次流行美语播送完了，谢谢各位收听，下次节目再见。
哦，原来 you're toast 就是说你完蛋了，你有大麻烦了。
对。By the way, Yiru, have you heard about that Hollywood couple that's getting divorced?Apparently, the wife got back with her ex-boyfriend, and the husband has a mistress, too.
啊，对对对对对，娱乐新闻头条这两天都是他们要离婚的事儿哎。Their marriage is toast. 他们的婚姻啊，算是走到头了。
看来咱们俩都够八卦的。
嘿，这有什么？现在啊，就是全民八卦的时代。哎，正好啊，咱们来听听下面的这个节目，看看八卦用美语怎么说。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学汉语，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是杨林要问的八卦。
杨林， What are you planning on doing Friday night?
星期五晚上我要和几个特别好的朋友聚会，都是女孩。
Wow, a girls' night out, that's awesome.
Girls' night out? 没错，就是只有女孩参加的姐妹淘聚会。我们打算在朋友家里吃饭、看片、唱歌。当然，最重要的就是八卦。对了，八卦怎么说啊？
八卦就是 gossip. It means a trivial chat among friends.
哦，聚会时的闲聊八卦就是 gossip.I enjoy gossiping with my friends. 我喜欢和朋友们瞎聊。But Jessica, 八卦这个词也有不好的意思，就是传流言蜚语。Gossip 也有这种意思吗？
Yes, gossip can also mean spreading rumors.
诶，这倒让我想到另外一个和八卦有关的词，
八卦杂志、小报怎么说？
Those are called tabloids. Tabloid is spelled T-A-B-L-O-I-D. Tabloid. In America, tabloids usually refer to media that follow celebrity scandals.
Oh, tabloid 就是专门报道名人丑闻的八卦媒体。所以我可以说 tabloid magazines, 八卦杂志。也可以说 tabloid website, 八卦网站。
对。
So, what about the reporters who gather information for the tabloids? 狗仔队。怎么说 ?doggies?
No, 狗仔队是 paparazzi, P-A-P-A-R-A-Z-Z-I, paparazzi. It's in plural form.
那我可以说The local paparazzi are following this movie star everywhere. 当地的狗仔队四处跟踪这个电影明星，对吗？
没错。Let's see what you've learned today.
第一，闲聊八卦或者传流言蜚语都可以用 gossip. 第二，八卦媒体是 tabloid. 第三，狗仔队是复数名词 paparazzi.
也要说当明星谈恋爱也真不容易哈。The paparazzi are everywhere. 狗仔队跟着可紧呢。
Well, dating and handling relationships aren't easy after all, no matter if you're a celebrity or an average Joe.
也是哈，普通人谈恋爱也不容易，总是让我欢喜让我忧啊。
Tell me about it.
哎，怎么了 Dania? 你是不是有什么感情生活的烦恼啊？哎，可以告诉我啊，告诉我嘛。
好了，你就不要八卦了。Let's listen to the next program, Go English, 美语三级跳,讲的就是约会谈恋爱。
美语三级跳。
各位听众,大家好,今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目,问候朋友单元的高级课程。Lawrence 给 Jane 做媒,让她和自己的另外一位朋友 William 约会。
Today, Lawrence and Jen have met for coffee to talk about how Jen's date with William went.
So Jen, what did you think of William? Did you guys have a nice time on your first date?
Oh yeah, it was great. He took me to an Italian restaurant and we had an amazing conversation. I told him about how many kids I want and how my parents will be so excited to meet him.
You said all that on the first date. All right, well, are you two going out again?
Yeah, I called him after I got home to arrange our next date, but unfortunately his grandma is sick, so he has been busy every night visiting her in the hospital.
Professor Bowman, 看来这个 William 还真是 a catch. Jane 好像对他很满意，甚至提到去见父母和生孩子的事呢。不过第一次约会就说这么严肃的事，会把男生吓跑的。
Judging from my personal experience, that's very possible. Did you hear that William's grandmother got sick right after his date with Jen? That's a little odd.
就是啊 ,Jen 一约 William, William 就说自己奶奶病重。哪有这么巧的事？八成啊是他不想再见面，所以找的借口。
William told you that his grandmother is sick, huh? What exactly did he say?
He said his grandmother got cancer and has only a few weeks to live. It's really so sad. But when I talked to him on the phone, it sounded like he was holding up really well.
It didn't sound like he was too upset, huh? What did you tell him?
I asked if there was anything I could do to help his family, and I told him I could be a shoulder for him to cry on.
Well, I hate to tell you this, Jen, but both of William's grandmothers passed away more than 5 years ago.
Professor Bowman,Lawrence 说 William 的祖母五年前就 passed away 了。Pass away 不是去世的意思吗？
Exactly. Sometimes people say that someone passed away because it sounds nicer than saying died.
怪不得 William 在电话里 holding up so well, 没有悲痛欲绝。原来奶奶生病真是他编出来的借口。
What do you mean his grandmothers are already dead?Wait a minute. You don't think he's avoiding me, do you?
Well, you know, claiming that your grandmother is sick is the classic excuse used to get out of doing something.
Oh, man. I hate rejection. It really makes you feel terrible, especially when you really liked the person.
Is there anything I can do to help? Just remember, I'm there for you if you want to talk about it.
Professor, 我常听美国人说 being there for somebody, 这到底是什么意思呢？
Being there for someone is staying close to him and giving him support when he is going through a difficult period.
Oh, being there for someone 就是某人遇到困难时在他身边支持他，鼓励他。
Thanks. Sometimes talking with a friend is a great way to get over something. Do you mind if I vent a little bit?
Of course not. If you're feeling bad and want to let your emotions out, you can just say whatever you want to me.
Great.Because I am really mad at William. I mean, what kind of an idiot wouldn't be able to appreciate a smart, beautiful woman like me? Anybody who would be friends with that guy has to be really dumb.
Jen, I'm friends with William.
Oh, right. Present company excluded, of course.
遇到挫折时啊，能有个朋友听你 vent, 倾诉，真是一件幸运的事。不过 Professor, Jen 说的Present company excluded 是什么意思啊?
When you criticize a group of people that the person you are talking to belongs to, you can say present company excluded, which means the person you are talking to is excepted from that criticism.
哦,就是在场者除外的意思。如果你批评一群人,而听你说话的人也是其中一员的话,你就可以说你不算,你跟他们不一样。哎 ,Professor Bowman,学了今天这一课啊，我再一次领悟到，天下乌鸦一般黑，男人全都靠不住。
Ahem.
Oh, 当然了 ,present company excluded.
各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，感谢您的收听，下次再见。
哇，这个约会啊，算是彻底失败。William 呢，他才见了 Jen 一次，就编了个糟糕的借口，再也不要见他了。难怪 Jen got really mad at him.
The good thing is Lawrence is there for her.
没错。Lawrence 说啊，如果 Jen wants to let her emotions out, 发泄感情，他呢就会认真倾听。依我看 ,Lawrence could be a shoulder for Jen to cry on. 在 Jen 难过的时候，倒是可以借 Lawrence 的肩膀靠一靠呢。
Yeah.Actually, they should just date each other. They would make a great couple.
对啊对啊对啊 ,Jen 啊实在是应该赶紧转换情感对象。
That's easier said than done.
不管难不难看见这个人不合适啊就得另找出路。诶就算是在公司里也是一样啊如果有人不能胜任工作最明智的做法就是让别人来替换他。Send him packing.
一如你的英语真的越来越地道了。Send him packing, 让他打不盖走人。好吧。咱们来听听下面的礼节美语，说的就是这个。
礼节美语。
公司董事会成员 David 找 Ken 谈话，显得很神秘。
Hey Ken, I need to talk to you.
Sure, what's up?
Can we step into the conference room? This is a more private conversation.
Sure.
Okay, I'm just going to lay it all out on the table. What do you think of Vincent's management style?
Well, Vincent has only been CEO for a couple of years, and, well,
I don't want to put you on the spot. Now, here's what I'm getting at. I don't think Vincent is the man for the job.
原来 David 找 Ken 谈话是因为觉得公司首席执行官
Vincent is not the man for the job.
不称职 ,David 说。
I don't want to put you on the spot.
意思是我不是要故意为难你。To put someone on the spot. 意思是让某人回答很难回答的问题。David 在上面那段话里还说。
I'm just going to lay it all out on the table.
我就直截了当地说吧。To lay something out 是讲清楚。On the table 意思是放在桌面上讨论。Ken 问 David,为什么觉得 Vincent 不称职?
Really? And what led you to this conclusion?
As I see it, he lacks the proper vision. His style is more about survival, and he's not taking the company anywhere. He's treading water instead of swimming.
Well, I confess I've had my doubts about his abilities before. It seems he mainly got the job because of his famous aunt pulled some strings.
David 觉得 Vincent 缺乏远见
lacks the proper vision
只能维持现状不能推动发展就好像是在水里
he's treading water instead of swimming
光是原地踩水不会向前游 Ken 说 Vincent 担任 CEO 靠的是自己姑姑的关系
his aunt pulled some strings
to pull some strings 意思是动用关系 David 继续说
I've been with this firm for 26 years, and I'd hate to see it go down the drain due to poor leadership skills.
Me too, but what can we do? This isn't a reality TV show. We can't just vote him out.
Yes and no. We can't ask for a show of hands on who thinks he should be fired, but we can introduce a vote of no confidence at the next board meeting.
Interesting idea. You might be onto something.
David 说自己在公司已经26年了不想看着公司
To go down the drain
就这么垮掉 To go down the drain 是失败白费的意思 David 觉得虽然这不是电视真人秀
Reality TV show
不能让大家表决把 Vincent 赶下台
A show of hands
是举手表决的意思但是可以在下次董事会上提出一份
A vote of no confidence
不信任提案
哇看来这个公司啊要小小的政变一下咯
Right, the management is likely to have a shake-up after the vote of no confidence
诶那个靠着亲戚 pull some strings 动用关系当上总裁的 Vincent 很可能会下台耶大家觉得他不能给公司带来发展 He's treading water instead of swimming 他只会在水里原地踏步不往前游
You know what, Yiru? All these moves in the water are making me think of a certain sport.
我知道，你说的一定是花样游泳，对不对啊？咱们就马上来听听体育美语。
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
大家好，我是杨晨。
我是 Patrick. Hey, 杨晨, do you know why we're at the swimming pool?
We're going to talk about swimming.
But we aren't just talking about swimming. We are going to be talking about the Olympic sport of synchronized swimming.
花样游泳 Do we have to talk about it, Patrick?
Yes, we do. Synchronized, synchronized, swimming, Yangchen. You know, the sport that combines swimming, gymnastics, and dance.So why do you ask?
Let me tell you a secret. 我特别不喜欢 synchronized swimming. What a dumb sport.
Oh, how can you say that, Yangchen? Those swimmers work really hard to get their routines in perfect unison. It is a very demanding sport, requiring strength and artistry.
Strength, 力量, artistry, 艺术. 你少拿这些大词吓唬我. It's a dumb sport.
Hey, come on, Yangchen. It's like ballet in the water.
水上芭蕾。哦，这下我明白我为什么不喜欢 synchronized swimming 了，因为我不喜欢芭蕾。
Well, then I guess I'm just going to have to show you how demanding a sport synchronized swimming is. Let's try to synchronize some of our moves, Yangchen.
Do we have to, Patrick?
Oh, yes, we do, Yangchen. Okay, now raise your right hand in the air.
举起我的右手。
Come on, raise it up.
Good. Okay.
All right, good. Now, reach down and touch your left foot.
Oh, no! Help! Help!
Synchronized swimming, 又称 water ballet, 水上芭蕾,我特别爱看呢。
So do I. Just think about all those pretty girls in their fancy outfits.
Ah, Donnie, 原来你是喜欢看美女啊。那好了，今天的节目时间也差不多了。这次的撰稿人是小北，编辑是蔚然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见，
拜拜。
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。